Danny, Melford had a hectic couple of weeks, winning the Donegal Intermediate Championship, and then last weekend making sure that you were going to stay in Division 1. Now, obviously, all of a sudden, your focus is turned to Ulster. How big a problem has it been to get back into thinking along interprovincial lines?
It hasn't been that big a problem, Tom, to be honest. You know, we said out at the start of the season, as you said, the championship was obviously our main priority after last season, you know, when we felt that there was a championship in us, and we worked hard to get it and got there. So that was a massive relief for the lads and a massive achievement. And then obviously going into Division 1 for the first time in the club's history was a big challenge. And to be fair again to the lads, I thought they really took that challenge on really, really well. And you know, we had our place secured in Division 1 next season from our results early in the year. You know, we got 12 league points going into the last couple of games of the season, and only for a couple of results from the Bundoran end of things, where they come up against teams maybe who had been knocked out of the championship or preparing for the championship. That closed the gap going into the last game of the season. But we always felt that we would get a result in Eudora the same way that Bundoran felt that we would get a result in Glenty. So once we had the head-to-head, we were very confident of staying up. So, we now turn our focus to Ulster. And you know, Ulster Championship is exciting for everybody. It's a massive challenge. You know, you're up there with the elite intermediate teams in the province, and we feel, with the confidence we've gained from winning the championship and playing Division 1 football here in Donegal, that we go into Ulster with loads of confidence and loads of belief. And look, we're up for the challenge. We know it's going to be tough, but we're not going to shirk back and hide from it. We're going to take it on.
Having played in Division 1 and survived, you're probably in a better position than if you had won it last year.
Yeah, in hindsight, yeah, definitely, Tom, because I mean that year's exposure to Division 1 has really brought the lads on, you know. And no, experience is everything in sport. You know, when you learn from the good experiences and the bad, and like we learned from the final last year that you've got to close out games. And even in Division 1 this year, we had a couple of massive, massive results against, like, so we beat Bundoran home and away, it was massive. But the win against Glenswilly, the county champions down in Moyle View, in a real tough game, that was a real confidence booster for the lads. And that gave us the confidence then to drive on in the league. And yeah, look, playing Division 1 gives you that exposure. And you know, if we keep learning, there's more improvement in this group going forward. You know, I don't see them stopping all of a sudden. So hopefully that will continue going into the weekend.
And Killeavy, your opponents from Armagh, do you know much about them?
We know bits and pieces about them, Tom. We got to watch them in the intermediate final in Armagh. Look, they're a fine team. They won the intermediate championship in 2012 and were beaten by Cookstown in the Ulster final, and Cookstown went on to win the All-Ireland. So look, we're dealing with a team with a bit of pedigree, you know. They came through that championship in Armagh fairly convincingly. I think they blitzed their way through it, to be honest. And they went in actually as underdogs in the final against Silverbridge, and they turned Silverbridge over pretty comfortably, to be honest. You know, they were 8-3 up at half time, and they ended up winning the game by 5 points. So look, they're playing at home. It's a massive challenge for our boys, but we're going in there with plenty of confidence, and you know, we're not in fear of Killeavy. I'm sure they're not in fear of Milford, so it should be a good game of football. And hopefully, if we're there with 5 or 10 minutes to go, then we'll get enough support to get us over the line.
Obviously, it's very hard to gauge from just watching a team in one game, and you never know the level of the opposition. But what did you make? Where was the strengths? What areas of Killeavy impressed you?
They look a very big, physical, mobile team, Tom. That was the obvious thing from looking at them. On the day, they kicked the ball a lot into the inside forward line. Now they had Kieran O'Hanlon, the Armagh County player, playing at number 6. Now he's apparently missing at the weekend, which obviously leaves a gap for them to fill. But the other information we got on them is that they actually run the ball quite a lot as well. So they probably mix their game like everybody else does. The game plan for Silverbridge is the one they went with. They may have a different game plan for us, I'm not sure. But it's about thinking on your feet as a management team, and it's about thinking on your feet as a group of players, that whichever way they set up, whatever game plan they bring, we have to cope with that and then impose our own game plan, which is the most important thing for us.
Having watched them in the flesh, does it alter your thinking in terms of your own game plan?
Not really, Tom. No, we haven't really altered our game plan all season. We believe in the way we play. We like to play attacking football. I think anybody that watches Milford over the last couple of years can see that. You know, we score heavy. We tend to concede a wee bit as well, but we have the forwards, Tom. We have good forwards, and we want to give them ball. But we're not shy at working back either. We get men behind the ball when we need to. We like to compete around the middle of the field. We like to make it difficult for the opponent to get through us. And then, you know, we have the counter-attack in our game as well. So we don't intend to alter our game plan too much. We will be obviously respectful of Killeavy, we'll respect the three or four key players they have, and we'll make plans for them. But it will be about us imposing our game on them and see how far it takes us.
I know you said you watched them and you've got some information on them, but it's still something going into the unknown, isn't it? You know, it's not like playing in Donegal where you know teams and you can get information on them and even standards of intermediate football from one county to another. You really won't know that till the game starts and gets underway.
Yeah, exactly, Tom. You won't know that until maybe 10, 15 minutes into the game before you really see what you're really up against. And yeah, you're right. Playing in your own county, you know, we know everything about each other. Every team is well rehearsed on what every other team brings. So look, there's an unknown quantity going into Ulster, going into their backyard, going into Athletic Grounds, historic place to play. But look, it's exciting as well, Tom. You know, any club, Kilcare, the same boat, need Colin Kill and the junior. Like, we're representing our county at the weekend, and as much as you're representing your local area, you're also representing your county. So what we want to do at the weekend is perform and make people from and around Milford proud of the lads and proud of what they're at. And, you know, if we can get a win out of it, it'd be a massive shot in the arm for club football in Donegal. I'm sure if Kilcare can overturn Scotstown, the same thing. And same thing with New Colum Killen. And I know they have a tough game against the Cavan champions. So, like, if any one of the three of us or even the three clubs come through, it'll be massive for the county, you know.
And tell me, I know when I was speaking to you during the week, you had a couple of logistical difficulties with players missing in terms of weddings and functions. I know Keelan McGettigan was definitely out and you were worried about one or two others. Any further news to shed on that?
Nothing much, except that the two lads that we knew that would be missing way back early in the year are missing. That's Keelan McGettigan, our goalkeeper, but he'll be replaced by Keelan Bolton, who's a good, very good goalkeeper, and he'll step in there, no problem. The other lad who's missing will be Pádraig Curley, one of our more experienced players. But again, we'll make an addition to the team there. But apart from that, we're hopeful that wedding's down the country, so that's why the lads are missing. But the other wedding is a local wedding, and we're hopeful that the lads involved in that will be fresh and fit for us on Sunday. So apart from that, we'll have a clean bill of health. We'll have no excuses. I'll be available. That can be there, will be there, and we'll put our best foot forward.
And I know you mentioned it to me during the week when I was doing my preview for the Donegal Democrat, that you felt it was important to get plenty of support to the Athletic Grounds on Sunday.
I think any club that ventures into Ulster needs support, because the one thing about Ulster teams, they really get behind their own. And what I acknowledged up there on the county final day in Armagh was that Killeavy had massive support and very vocal support. And the one thing about the Milford supporters over the last couple of years as well is the same. You know, they're great supporters. And I'm just hoping that any person from Milford, Rathmullen or Melton that's a couple of hours to spare on Sunday can go up there and get behind these boys, because the one thing the lads will give, they'll give 100% and they'll give it their best shot. And, you know, that wee bit of extra support, that wee bit of vocal support from the sideline might just be enough to get us over the line.